Yes. Now, Melbourne, I'm saying this mainly for the two boys in the studio. Guys, you have 44 minutes left of work
wow.
after their big 11-hour pub session for the Super Bowl yesterday. Now, yesterday, and I witnessed this because Fev was like, Nick, are you coming to the pub with me? You looked a bit gun shy, but it was like you'd been peer pressured into it. And then
for good reason now.
I know.
Like I saw what was coming. Go over the trenches. Get out there. Get amongst it.
Well, let's just relive yesterday morning how you thought the day would pan out. So you're going to go and watch the Super Bowl straight after the show.
Yes,
yeah.
When will you pull up stumps?
When I like, pass out.
Oh, gosh.
I've got to play touch rugby tonight. So.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah.
Nick's never been with me before on having beers.
Yeah.
There is no chance that he's ever playing rugby tonight.
You look nervous, Nick.
My wife actually got up when I woke up this morning. She never does that. And she just said, good luck today, and gave me a hug like I was off to war.
Now, your poor wife, Looch, hasn't seen you because you never made it home.
No, I'm wearing Fev's clothes.
You've stayed at Fev's. Yep. You've had a big, and I knew it was a big night because you both went missing off social media about the middle of the day. And I just assumed, oh, that's fine. Yeah. Nick's gone to touch rugby. But then when I woke up this morning, I had a missed FaceTime call from you both at about 11.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry for doing the meeting early. Sorry. Just trying to get on top of stuff for today. I'm new to the job. Want to be professional.
You rang our boss, Mad Mando, about eight times. Yeah. Leon, our executive producer. Yeah. But you also rang good friend of the show, Tommy Little.
Yes.
Tommy joins us right now. Hey, Tommy.
Good morning, gang. And Fee, I wish I'd been as smart as you and not answered.
Wow. You had a great time. We had a good chat.
We did. We had a great time. It's just hard being part of Mensa. You know, the meetings are all at weird times.
Never know when genius strikes.
Mate, you've just got to turn up. That's what it's all about.
What condition were they in, Tommy? Like how? Because Nick, Nick has come in almost overplaying how fine you are. I don't know that you are.
He goes,
good to go.
You know how it's it's a special night when you can smell the booze through the phone.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
But I think it was pretty productive. I mean, we talked about ideas. We pitched some business ideas.
Did we?
I actually got I got some lukewarm investment from you guys. Do you not remember?
No.
Mate, I pitched you my massage parlor idea, Happy Beginnings, and you said you were interested.
Well, now, hearing it now, it does sound good. I'm glad I got in. I'm an astute business person at all times.
The fact, Boxy, that at 11 o'clock we're like, no one's answering our call. Who do we call that will answer? Who's a bigger loser than us? Ring Tommy.
Yeah.
And Tommy answered within about three rings.
And you can only prank 000 so many times before you go, all right, we better call a friend.
I think I answered with a whiskey in hand.
You did. By himself.
How good are Mondays?
But even more surprising, Tommy, apparently you're on the phone for an hour. What were you three doing for an hour in the middle of the night?
Business. Yes.
I mean, once you each do a strip tease, the time really kind of eats itself up, you know? We're just doing the silhouette challenge over and over again.
There's a lot of feet chat. We spoke about Tommy's feet. Yeah.
I heard Fev was being more honest with you about your feet because when last time you were in here, Tommy, you showed them to him and he said they were okay, but apparently he's reneged on that.
Mate, he's absolutely dreaming. At the same time, he's messaging me on the download saying, I'll pay you $12 per foot per photo. I'd actually love your opinion on this because I was selling pictures of my feet to a random client, and since then I got a bit more interest, and I don't know if this is crossing the line.
Mm-hmm.
Someone messaged me and said, "Can you send me a pair of your underwear?"
No.
For $500.
100%.
I've said yes. Yeah, I've said yes because I'm not an idiot, and Happy Beginnings is not going to build itself. But I'm yet to send because I'm starting to think, am I veering into a world of adult entertainment?
Yes. I think you are, Tommy. You can't do that. You know the next step.
You're sending undies and opening massage parlors.
It's a spiral.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to get worse, Tommy.
Just do it.
Okay. Well, then you probably don't want to hear the next bit, but I promised the guy, I said, look, I can get $5.57 Nick's underwear as well. Double price.
You don't want Nick's underwear. No. Haven't been home yet.
Yeah, don't have any on.
Hey, Tommy, while we've got you, is there any truth to this rumor about you doing The Bachelor?
Yes. Gotta go. Love you guys. Bye.